The next patient is Joyce Desmet. Desmet, D like in Delta, E, S like in Sierra, M like in Mike, E like in Echo, T like in Tango. Desmet, Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E. This is the clinical case of an 87-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. In the past, the patient has a history of atherosclerotic heart disease. There was a renal artery stenosis without evidence of severe hypertension. The laboratory workup this time shows that the serum creatinine went up to 1.97 milligrams per deciliter. The BUN is 29 and the estimated EFR is below 30. However, there is evidence of the fact that the patient lost 12 pounds. During the time of this examination, the patient was status post dental extraction. She wasn't eating and she was behind in fluids, according to what she says. Period. The fact that she doesn't have any proteinuria also goes along with hemodynamic changes. On the other hand, an MRI of the kidneys was done in order to assess the cystic lesions that were determined before. The impression, multiple bilateral renal regions of increased T2 intensity measure up to 1.6 centimeters in the right and 2.3 centimeters in the left kidney suggestive of cysts. There is evidence of cholelithiasis, and the patient shows atrophy of both kidneys. Period. The patient has nephrosclerosis. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. After she lost 12 pounds of body weight, the blood pressure has been in the low side, and she has cut down the administration of atenolol to half a tablet every day if the blood pressure is above 120. Following number of hyperlipidemia that is under control, the serum cholesterol is 193, the HDL is 53, the LDL is 106, triglycerides 164. Following number, history of hyperuricemia. Following number, the patient is in very stable condition. She feels good. She is going to continue losing weight. And since she doesn't have any evidence of activity of the kidney disease, we're going to see her back in 6 months with laboratory workup. Okay. I spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab with the patient, 12 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes. Back in 6 months.